Good afternoon. It is 4:01, December 18th, 2023. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchak. I don't have any opening comments except to say that I did not bring a motion to approve minutes from our last meeting because, frankly, I haven't even reviewed them yet, even though we never find any mistakes with her doing the minutes, but I just thought I can wait till the next regular meeting. So with that, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you have any opening comments?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't either. Thanks.
Okay, I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner, since this is your portfolio item.
Wait, there's one for you, Randy.
You have one.
Oh, wait. I forgot about the second agenda item.
I defer back to you, Commissioner Christman.
I was so focused on number two. Okay, I move the commission retain John Shepherd of Hunt and Andrews Kurth LLP effective December 11, 2023 to provide legal services to assist the commission in proceedings in front of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, case numbers ER20-2441-002 et al.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
And I don't really have anything to add than what's been said before. So.
Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order in Otter Tail Power Company Transmission Facility Cost Recovery Rates, case number PU-23-306.
Second.
Thank you. So on September 15th, Otter Tail Power Company filed an annual rate update to its transmission facility cost recovery rider tariff. The commission noticed a notice of hearing. We received no responses. And then we did meet on November 22nd. We held an informal hearing with the company. And so I'm going to go back and tell you from the 15th to the informal, some of the events that happened. So on October 5th, staff, notified Otter Tail Power Company that they did not correctly allocate the general and administrative credits for MISO's schedules 26 and 26A based on the FERC formula rates. In that discussion, they said they would do a subsequent filing. And when looking at just that factor, it was a reduced revenue requirement of about $700,000 per year. And then when Otter Tail was looking at doing their subsequent filing, they discovered that they had not incorporated the actual project cost for the GACL rule loop project, and staff asked that they would need to explain that and submit that within their subsequent filing. And that cost was properly reflected as an additional $7.2 million in total cost to North Dakota. So they corrected that filing, and last week, for those of you who are listening and following, we approved Otter Tail's interim rates, and with that, they are doing something different, which we approved, where they are taking, they are moving about 40 projects out of their transmission facility cost recovery and putting that into the base rates. So the updates, when looking at that, would be result in a reduction. And we talked about that last week, too, as far as that reduction. And looking at that, that is a reduction, a decrease for residential customers using 1,000 kilowatt per month, or a $2.39 decrease. So, again, I have to commend staff who have done a really good job on looking at this rider in in comparison with their rate case, because they're moving this rider over into their base rates for this. So looking at it, and after some lengthy discussions with Otter Tail and getting the subsequent filing and the scrutiny of it, this rider is reasonable and prudent, and I concur that it should be approved for this transmission facility cost recovery.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just have a couple questions for Sherry, if you can kind of walk through it. So the original revenue request was $8 million-ish. According to Adam's memo,
8.7.
Yeah, 8.7 million. And then when they originally requested this, are you saying that they hadn't considered the moving of the certain resources into, or certain projects into the rate case stuff at that point? So that's what dropped it down to 4.
I would say no, and you could correct me.
Yes, in the original submission, they had not proposed moving those 40 projects into base rates at that time.
Because that's what dropped it from 8.7 to 4.4, except for the 0.7 million that you found.
Right.
And that's also then the net. How much was the 7.2 million in total cost in North Dakota? Is that just over the course of the project? Was that for this year's revenue requirement?
That would be this year's. The $7.2 million, where do you see
for
that?
For the Gackle Rural Loop project.
That would be the total. That would be the total project cost over the life of the project.
Okay, so for this revenue requirement, how much did that change it?
Approximately. I asked that question. It's difficult for them to know in 1 year what to disentangle what they actually put in for extra budget in one particular year versus how they updated their expense year over year, because I did try to ask that question. So I could only say right now that it increased, I don't have the number, but we can get to the total that it increased. Off the top of my head, I think they came in originally when we approved this last year at around $1.5 million, and then they came back and they said, oh, well, we actually discovered that we had omitted a bulk of the project expense, and that increased it to, I think it's like $8 million. Is it 7.2? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just going off memory.
Or an additional. An additional, so maybe it was 8 total.
Yeah. So, in other words, most of this would be back-ended. Most of the increase in expense would be back-ended because the commission just approved this last year.
So you mean, like, still coming?
Yeah.
All right. All right. And then, when you say in your memo, Adam, Otter Tail Power also moved 40 projects out of the TCRR into base rates and updated the capital structure, then you say the update includes, what update are you referring to there?
The final update.
Which update? This.
What they call the supplemental update that you'd be asked to approve.
It's not reflect that when you say the update, it doesn't reflect back to the 40 projects that have been moved out.
I thought it referenced the two new MISO long-term transmission projects.
But I guess what I'm confused by is in that sentence you say Otter Tail, or that paragraph, you Otter Tail moved these 40 projects out of the TCR rate. And then you're switching subjects, I think, into something new then. And you're saying the update, meaning this transmission rider update, includes these two new MISO long-range transmission plans and the other things, right?
The two new all the no projects were added from the preliminary transmission cost recovery rider.
Do you have your memo in front of you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
This is actually the order.
Here's the order.
Oh, yeah, it is. I guess it's... Oh, yeah, it is in the order. You're right, Aunt Randy.
Okay.
No, it isn't. It's in the memo.
Here's your memo, too.
Well, it does say that in the order right under... On the second page under one and two there.
That's right. So it says, Auditor Power also moved 40 projects out of the TCR base into base rates and updated the capital structure and allocation factors. So I'm question, when you say the update, what are you referring to in that sense?
The original update. So the original update. So yeah, I can see how that's confusing.
Do you mean update, meaning the rider?
The rider update, okay. Yeah.
The initial filing.
Yeah, the initial filing.
Okay. So, and that's still what we're talking about, the initial and the final. This, what we're approving, includes two new MISO long-range transmission projects, blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Okay.
So, in other words, that update includes those two projects, the Millbank Area Reliability Project 7, Extend a Life and Transmission Rebuild Projects, a change of scope to an existing project, and then updated MISO and SPP revenue and charges, and then the true-up. So that's what you're being asked to approve.
Okay. And then the net is $4.4 million in revenue requirement.
Correct.
After they took out those 40 projects and added the whatever they added for GACL loop and took out the $0.7 million that they misallocated, right?
Correct.
All right. So that's 4.4. And then the bottom line is it's a 0.3 cent increase?
Decrease.
Okay. All right. Got it. Done? I am done. Oh, I understand.
Okay. This is a good time for me to segment in. So, but those 40 projects that got moved out, and we're recognizing here that the reason this is going down is because in approving the interim rates, we raised their regular billing.
Correct.
And we shifted these 40 projects in. But the amount that we increase that, these big projects like Jamestown to Allendale and Big Stone to Big Oaks, those aren't billing. So that's still going to be additional more yet.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So,
those are just getting started.
Okay, because in conversations around, I'm hearing so much like, well, we have to build more transmission. We have to build more transmission. Like, just building it is the whole topic as opposed to building it and paying for it. And so even though we get these big grants, then I don't know, it seems like the builders' costs just go up, and it ends up being the new price ends up being the cost of the grant plus what they were talking about before when they knew we wanted it. And so I want to emphasize that even though this is a decrease to the rider,
mm-hmm.
it's not a decrease on the customer's bill because we just switched it from one line to a different generally. But then I also want to explore something else in here, and that is in the memo now, not the order, the memo on the second page. It says most of the transmission spending is driven by load growth. We were told when the Bitcoin thing north of Jamestown got built, that one of the reasons why it was going there is because it didn't need any significant transmission upgrades to do it. So what big load growth has Otter Tail had in North Dakota in recent years besides that?
Yes, I did look into that, and there's they mentioned the Millbank, one of the new projects that is being proposed to be approved here is the Millbank, what they call it, they actually call it the Millbank Reliability Project. And they essentially had they had some low growth in that area that caused them to have to upgrade a 41.6 kV line system to, to 115 kV. So that was about 500,000 of it. And then the other
$500,000.
Yeah, about 500,000 in 2024 revenue requirement. And then on top of that, the other big load growth was it was another South Dakota load addition related, I believe, to dairy production facility, also causing a need to upgrade a 41.6 kV to the 150 kV system. And those were both approved in MISO's MTEP process, and they mentioned that as load growth.
And I mean, I'm not familiar enough in South Dakota to be able to identify something, but, you know, explanation of upgrading the transmission line, to me, that doesn't explain what load growth there is. That just means that a transmission line needed to be upgraded. It might have been because a new generator got added somewhere, and so it required more generation, too. But In North Dakota statistics, and again, a dairy is not going to be, you know, like a data processor, for instance. And I'm not attacking this. I'm going to vote for this. But we continue to hear, well, all this new stuff that is adding to costs from utilities, well, it's load growth. And if we're talking the oil patch, I get it. If we're talking Fargo, say, I get it. But I'm not seeing that for Otter Tail Power. And it seems like that is just an answer that we in the utility and regulating industry just seem to accept as being a final answer. I go, well, it's low growth. And frankly, their numbers do not show from 6, 8, 10 years ago until through 2021 any significant load growth. And then, of course, you have a bump that I presume is the data processor. Now, I might be wrong. I stand to be corrected. Maybe there was something else big went in that I'm not aware of that caused that, but timing just seemed to indicate that. And so it does concern me as we work on projects like this and transmission riders annually for the companies, that load growth just on its own is not a magic answer to me.
And those projects you were referencing were MTEP projects, MISO MTEP.
Correct.
And that's the big challenge with the RTOs. I mean, once they're in the MTEP and approved, we don't have a say. We don't get to say we're not paying for those. That's part of the tariff. And the other states pay for ours and we pay for theirs. And that's just, that's that once they qualify for that category.
And I agree. But then the answer is that the transmission costs are the cost of the bulk power system,
right,
and being a part of the RTO.
That might be more accurate in this
growth
case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus low growth in our state that might explain some of things in the future, we hope.
Because frankly, nationally, there just hasn't been much load growth in the last 10 or 20 years. I'm looking at statistics that ended a couple years ago. Maybe, I don't know nationally what has happened. I just haven't looked at it updated for a while. Maybe these data processors around the nation are having a change, but, you know, most people I talk to are under this belief that inner electric consumption is growing so dramatically, but our efficiency maneuvers with insulation, better appliances, all these things, LED bulbs.
Well, I was going to say some are questioning.
Kind of have balanced it out, and nationally, our energy growth really hasn't been there until now. Maybe I stand to be corrected.
But yeah, it seems like it's going to explode now because you're sure hearing about these big loads everywhere.
Yeah.
With really no indication about, you know, not a lot of advance notice. And then, yeah, so.
But bottom line is, I want to start pushing back more on load growth justification for things, and also emphasize, lovely, we cut the rider, but we increased the base.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I know you'll continue to dig into this a lot, the rate case. So,
and yes, this was something that Otter Tail should have caught, that $700,000, but great.
Yeah, so thank you, Adam.
Kudos
to
Otter Tail.
All right,
and I also like to just say how staff is scrutinizing a lot of this in a lot more detail. You caught it, but also the critical review you guys are doing, so thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Anything else for the good of the order? With that, this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission is adjourned.